Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Having Children and Money. In this session, we are going to review some of the financial aspects of having a child and beginning a family. Having a child is a major event in your family and for your finances. As you prepare for becoming a parent, be sure to consider the financial impact that a child will have. The additional costs of buying diapers and baby food may not seem too significant, but just wait. In 2007, the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated that the cost of raising a child from birth to age 18 was over $204,000, and that did not include the costs of college. Luckily, the costs in the early years are lower, giving you time to build the costs into your financial plans. Here are some issues to consider as you plan your family. Build some financial reserves before the birth. Nature gives you and your baby 9 months to prepare for the birth. Once you know you are going to have a baby, make sure to save some additional money. It will be easier to cover those diaper costs if you do not have to worry about having money available. Some extra money in a savings account will help reduce the stress of this exciting time. Check your medical insurance. If you don't have medical insurance, buy a policy before you become pregnant. Some policies require 3 or more months of coverage before you start your pregnancy. Other policies limit the amount they will pay, so be sure to check the terms of your policy. Review your employee benefits program at work. Many companies have provisions for paid leaves for pregnancies for both the mother and the father. You may even be able to combine vacation days and sick days to maintain your income for a few extra weeks before returning to work. Review your life insurance coverage. You are going to have an additional person in your family who is dependent on your income. If you don't have life insurance, now is a good time to get it. If you have coverage, consider increasing it to recognize the additional financial responsibilities you will have. Many companies offer inexpensive life insurance coverage as part of their employee benefit program. There are inexpensive term policies available from many life insurance companies that you may want to explore as well. Talk to your employer. Be sure to understand your employer's maternity leave policy and talk with your supervisor so the appropriate planning can be done. Revise your will, or if you don't have one written now. Even if you do not have substantial assets, a will is necessary at this time. The will can designate guardians in case you and your spouse are unable to take care of the child. You should also use this time to create a power of attorney for health care issues. This document will spell out the type of care you will receive in case you and your spouse are unable to make those decisions. Consider how you are going to handle child care. If you plan to stay home with the child and not return to work, you will have less income. If you plan to use a daycare center, it will cost money. In either case, investigate your options and do some planning before your child is born. Start saving for college. College is expensive, and the sooner you start saving, the easier it will be. Once the child is born, you will want to apply for a Social Security number and open a savings account for the child. It can be a convenient place to transfer some money. And if you make your family and friends aware that the baby has an account, maybe you will get gifts of money instead of another picture frame or baby outfit that you don't really need. A new child will change your life. Handling a few financial issues before the birth can let you enjoy being a parent even more.